It's time for this week's edition of The Fixer.
All right, so as a father, I'm not going to lie, I am very triggered by The Fixer today because Sandra, like, you know, so many other families out there are going through the same situation, and I in particular, I am very protective of my son. Sandra is in a very tough predicament with regards to her in-laws and them respecting the way she chooses to raise her seven-month-old child. KZN, take a listen to this.
So my in-laws have been assisting my husband and I with taking care of our seven-month-old. I was against this from the beginning, not because I don't trust them, but because they are consistently undermining my parenting. For instance, I have not started feeding my child solid foods, but they persist with feeding him grown people food, biryani included. I get so angry, and my husband laughs it off and say he grew up the same and he turned out fine. What can I do?
Okay, so in a nutshell, that's Sandra there, Miss Sandra, a new mom, 7 month old, and since the pandemic kicked in, and she's had this baby, she's trying to live her best life, and her in-laws are obviously babysitting, yeah. And you know, it does literally take a village to raise a child, so obviously Sandra's grateful for the help and entrusts her bebé with her mom-in-law, but now mom-in-law has, in Sandra's opinion, clearly crossed a boundary. By feeding her tiny baby these solid foods, including, and I quote, spicy curry and biryani. The husband, though, is on some, but it's okay.
Lol.
You're overreacting.
Yeah.
It's, everything is fine. Look at me. I'm a delight.
I think the problem actually starts with him right here. I think she should talk to him directly and try and sort the issue out, and then he has the responsibility to filter down.
Jay Spoo, that's a lovely theory. She has spoken to him.
No, but I'm talking on a serious note.
No, and I
now it's a problem.
No, but I think on a serious note she has. I think that hubby is all, let me throw my head back and laugh at this. It's just so funny because he doesn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation with his mom. So essentially you now have new dad, but OG son. So it's not really about the baby.
Yeah.
It's about who does the husband now technically answer to. Does he challenge his mother or does he side with his wife? It ain't good, guys. It ain't good.
So KZN, we're asking for you to chime in and let's try and assist Sandra get through the situation. What advice do you have for Sandra? Perhaps maybe you've been in a similar situation before.
And it might not be about the food with the baby.
It could be just
yes.
like diapers or
anything,
school, food, whatever.
Yeah.
061-792-9495.
In a nutshell, we were saying a little bit earlier, Sandra is a brand new mom. Her baby is 7 months old. And her in-laws have been looking after baby while she's obviously been going back to work and all that kind of stuff, getting her life on track. Everything was going very well. But mom-in-law has now started feeding said baby solid foods, grown people foods, quote unquote, spicy curry, biryani. On our Facebook page, so many people, the moms are like, you can't do that. It's not okay for the baby. I've never had a baby, but I can't imagine that a seven-month-old should be eating spicy food. That seems like a bad thing.
You know,
mother-in-law sort of feeding the baby grown people food, spicy curries, biryanis, you name it. Obviously, Sandra, as the new mom, not happy.
Yeah.
She said, it's a no from me. She spoke to her husband about it. So that's his mother in question who was feeding the baby the stuff. And he said to her, no, babe, it's absolutely fine. I ate it and I'm good, i.e., it's a non-issue.
You said something about someone on our Facebook who said that it's not healthy and it's not good for the baby. I just want to explain that part before we get into some of the voice notes and take on Priscilla on the line, right? So basically, just to school you because I'm a parent.
Oh, here we go. What are the facts?
Kids can start actually chowing solids between the ages of 4 and 6 months, right? If the kid is able to control neck, head, and be able to stand upright on a chair. That means the kid can now start chowing solids. With regards to the spicy foods, there are certain spices, especially the aromatic ones, that you can
like
sort
a cinnamon
of... Like a garlic, dill, or whatever, right? So schooling, done. The problem here is there's a lack of respect from the in-laws. And my point earlier was the husband is the bigger problem here. Because when you get into marriage, you are responsible for fixing your side of the family problem so your relationship can work. That's my perspective. But you are right. He's backing off from a lot of things.
I agree. That's why Sandra's spoken to her husband. She went to him. She didn't go straight to the mom-in-law. She went to him and said, sort your mom out. And he was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. That man is laughing because he is nervous.
Yeah.
He's like, this is
Start with him, I would assume, because she can't really just go directly to the in-laws on some, yo, that's not going to end great.
Yeah,
that's not going to end great. We did get a voice note coming through from NASA. What do you say? What advice do you have?
To be honest with you, if you undermine your... there's nothing wrong with giving a child solid foods. The problem is parents nowadays just don't get it. We all were grown up perfectly fine. It could be rice, it could be anything. As long as the child can is going properly, it's actually fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't see
it. Yeah, he's got a fair point. You know, you can chow your solids as long as you like after 6 months. But that's not the problem.
Yeah,
the problem is the in-laws are not listening to the mother of the child.
Yeah, exactly.
Priscilla, what advice do you have, babes? Priscilla?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Like I explained, if the spicy food is not harming the child, damaging the child, stunting the growth, I don't see why not. And when we speak of spicy food, what are we talking about? Nando's peri-peri or something that has masala, a bit of spice? You understand? So there's different levels of spice that's involved.
Yeah.
And we need to understand exactly what is meant by spicy food.
Mm.
If it is unbearably hot, obviously the child is not going to eat it and he's going to spit it out.
Priscilla.
But if he's taking it in, it's bearable. The child can manage. So I don't really see it as a problem with children having spicy food, and with him being at that age as well. Obviously, if it was maybe a 2 months, 3 months, then yes, it's reason for concern. But a 7 months, no. I feel he is ready for foods, and also the quantity that's been given, you know, nothing's been said about that. Is she really stuffing him? Is it a palatable portion that he can handle? So all of these things have to be taken into account. But bottom line for me is, if it's not harming the child in any way,
Priscilla,
you know, internally, digestive system, etc.
Priscilla, can you give me a second?
Can handle all of that.
Can you give me a second, Priscilla?
I don't see
Priscilla,
why not.
Priscilla, can you give me a second, right?
And that's how I feel.
How many, do you have kids? Do you have kids, Priscilla? Hello?
Maybe that's why she kept
talking.
There Priscilla. She is, Priscilla.
So I have a question for you, right? You are the mother of a child, and you say to whomever, in-laws, whoever, and you are like, I don't want a certain thing to happen. Oh, she's...
Okay, no. Priscilla can't hear us. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so then clearly from a physiological perspective, Dr. J. Spoo has told us today, pediatrician to the stars,
it's okay.
That it is fine.
Yeah.
I think that the issue here is the underlying issue, which is the fact that Sandra said, I don't want this to happen.
And she's the mother of the child.
Yes, and the mother-in-law did it anyway, and the husband hasn't stepped in to say something. It's not, I don't think it's about the food.
It's not about the
food. It could have
been
about
anything.
That's what
I was trying to say to Priscilla, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe it's, I don't want my baby to use cloth nappies. I only want the baby to use disposable nappies.
Yes.
It's because that's her baby. So she wants to make the rules for her baby. And just a caveat, KZN, Sandra also said that should this continue, she doesn't want that baby going to granny anymore.
That's an even bigger problem right there.
So that leads me to believe that it's not about the dill, the cumin, the masala, and the cinnamon. It's about something far deeper. So any advice for how Sandra can basically get her husband to be A, on the same page, and B, execute, so that his mother understands that his wife feels this way and her needs need to be
respected. So his relationship is good.
Exactly. Don't you want to send us a voice note? We can always tally those up and put them together with a podcast, because we've now established that kids can eat solid food. So I learned something today.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. I just want to give my my comment in here. You know what? As a dad of 2 children, one is 10 at the moment. Okay, going to be 10 and one is 7. Going to be 8. You know what? My mom brought me up. I'm 38 years old. I'm healthy as ever. And she knew exactly what to do when it needed to be done. She fed me solids when the time was right. And you know what? Nothing happened to me. But when it comes to my wife, she feels that she knows best. And that the parents don't know anything else, you know. But when her parents choose to give my children Coke and I say, no, they're too young for Coke, that becomes a problem. So, you know, it's just a matter of families trying to get the upper hand. I think let's check what the best is for the child. When the child needs to have solids, let them have solids. But I think Coke is a bit too early for a child. But anyway, yeah, that's what the struggle is nowadays.
New grandparents and our son-in-law approached us and told us exactly what he wants and what he doesn't want from his child.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.